We have a ton of stuff to cover. So with that, I'm going to launch right in to engagement checklist step number one, which is to announce your engagement. I remember clear as day how incredibly excited we were the moment we got engaged, and we were just ready to share it to every single person in the world. So I know that you are itching to get going on that ASAP. I would recommend you start with your closest friends and family first and let them know whatever your style is. Maybe it's a phone call, maybe it's a text message, and then fan things out from there. So I will say that yes, your future family, mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law, etc., they will likely have hurt feelings if they find out on Facebook or Instagram rather than directly from the two of you. So you know your relationships best. You know who to be sensitive with. Just keep that in the back of your mind as you go out and start sharing this news. And then once all of your close family and your friends are in the know and they know what's going on, then you can go ahead and post that ring selfie to all of your social networks and share it in that way. And then hand in hand with announcing your engagement is some couples will choose to go on and host an engagement party. And this may or may not be hosted by the couple. People do it all the different ways. Please be assured that an engagement party to celebrate the news with all of your close family and friends, this is totally optional. You do not need to have an engagement party at all, or any other event for that matter, that doesn't feel like it's really in line with your top priorities or your comfort level. I've spoken with countless couples in the past who are super introverted and maybe tend towards the shy side, and the thought of being the center of attention on their wedding day is just like more than they can handle, let alone having that kind of anxiety multiplied across multiple events throughout your engagement. So if that's you, I totally get it. But with all that said, if this does sound like something that's fun, and if you're game, then an engagement party is a really exciting and a really memorable way to celebrate the beginning of this season of your lives. All right. And the second thing that we're going to review today in your engagement checklist has to do with your engagement ring. And I have a couple of different items here. So the first one is to get your ring sized so that it fits appropriately. I cannot emphasize the importance of having your ring fit your finger properly. The last thing on earth you would want to have happen is for it to fly off when you're in the pool or on a run, whatnot. My husband is on wedding ring number 3 because the first 2 did not fit him properly. And yes, they slipped off, one on our honeymoon, so it literally lasted him for a whole day. That's another story for another day. But anyhow, it is so important that your ring fits you properly. If you have any doubts whatsoever about the way it fits on your finger, I would start by making a trip to where the ring is from, where it was purchased. Lots of jewelers can do sizing in-house. And if that's not an option, at the very least, they should be able to give you a referral to a reputable jewelry sizing professional so that you can be sure it's fitting tight on your finger. I know the last thing on earth you want to do is take it off and send it away for like weeks or a month, but trust me, that's so, so important. So just go ahead and do it now. And the second item to touch on here about your ring is engagement ring insurance. That beautiful ring on your finger is likely your most prized possession right now, and getting separate insurance on it may be a smart option for you. It's not for everyone, but if you want to explore further, you can often add jewelry onto your home or renter's insurance. And then there are also a ton of companies that specialize in jewelry insurance coverage. This is typically very, very affordable, and it might be a good option for you. I'm going to put a link to a separate article with lots more information on that, and you can find that in today's show notes. Okay, so that's everything you need to know about your beautiful ring. Moving on to number three would be to book an engagement photo shoot. So booking an engagement photo shoot with a professional photographer is going to give you high quality images that you will cherish for years and years to come. Not to mention, having those professional photos of the two of you is going to come in handy as you're creating your wedding website. And bookmark that, because I have much more to come on that later on in today's show. Some other fun uses for your engagement photos would be using them for your save the dates, using them to share your engagement on social media, any future holiday cards, if that's a tradition that you participate in. And then your engagement photos can also be displayed throughout your wedding reception or your pre-parties, and they make a really meaningful personalized decor item. And even better, those are decor items that you can then potentially repurpose and continue to use in your new home together. I still have a canvas photo of John and I from our engagement photo shoot up in our front room. So that was an incredibly worthwhile investment to have that put on a canvas. We did display it at our wedding reception, and again, it's still up today. So that's a great double duty for those engagement photos. Engagement checklist item number four is to have the talk. The talk about your wedding budget. Setting and sticking to a wedding budget that makes sense for you is an essential to-do item before you launch into any big wedding decisions. And it's literally a topic that we could spend hours on. But in the interest of time today, I'm just going to plant the seed of a reminder for what an incredibly important and incredibly humongous topic this really is. Number five on our checklist is to brainstorm some wedding venue ideas. Now, sadly, there are way too many engaged couples who get completely overwhelmed by the pressure and the expense of venue shopping, and they wind up settling on a mediocre venue just because it's available and it seems like the easiest option. In my humble opinion, your venue is the most important wedding decision that you'll make throughout your entire planning. And trust me when I share that we spent months and months, like it seemed like forever. We spent so much time looking for the perfect property that would be the 100% perfect fit for our wedding vision. And I'm so glad we did not settle for a venue. And I'm so glad that we took that time. But I know it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure and it's a lot of work. This is literally the centerpiece of your wedding celebration. So I would recommend that you mentally prepare for a lot of your research and a lot of your time and a huge chunk of your overall investment to go into your venue. And next on our checklist, we have number six, which is to discuss potential wedding dates. Now, hand in hand with researching your venue, you're also going to want to look at a calendar and choose some potential wedding dates that work for you and that work with your top venue selections. Not every venue may be available for your preferred dates, so it is important to have just a general spirit of flexibility as you start looking at the calendar and you start to narrow down a time frame. Bringing us into number seven, which is to make a rough draft of your guest list. Now, your budget, your venue, and your overall wedding vision must also accommodate your guest list. This is why it's critically important to thoughtfully, and I want you to put that word in bold letters, it's important to thoughtfully create at least a rough draft of your guest list really early on so that you can be sure that it's compatible with your overall wedding vision, budget, and the priorities that you've identified up to this point. Okay, are you with me? This is a lot. I'll pause here to say that I've just summarized four huge planning topics within just a couple of minutes, and that is not to minimize the importance of your budget, your date, your venue and your guest list, very, very much the opposite. These four planning items are really tricky because they all go hand in hand and they're all interdependent on one another. So in other words, you can't decide one without having a handle on the other three. And that makes this early part of your engagement potentially very overwhelming. And it's where a lot of couples get hung up and get stuck. So for example, the venue you choose is going to ultimately influence your wedding vision almost entirely, but it's also very dependent on your budget and on your guest list. Your budget is going to have a completely different meaning if you're working with $12,000 and hosting 200 people versus hosting 30 people. You could increase your overall spending power by 30% or more by selecting a strategic date or a creative hosting format. And unfortunately, you can also dramatically decrease your spending power by rushing into decisions based on feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or pressured by other people's expectations. I have worked with thousands of engaged couples over the past 7 years of producing this podcast, and most of them, unfortunately, are in autopilot mode already at this point in their planning process. I don't say any of this to overwhelm you or to freak you out, but it's where so many couples miss a much larger opportunity to be really patient and to wait for their ideal wedding vision to really unfold before going out and making big irreversible decisions that end up really limiting what's possible. And I don't want that for you. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. Susan has been in the travel business for 27 years, and she personally travels to her recommended destinations all the time. So she has firsthand on-the-ground experience with all the amazing resorts, excursions, and services that she recommends. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call. Talk to one of them, they stay anonymous. I can't hang up. That's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh. Somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
Okay, we're back and we're picking it up with number 8 on our engagement checklist. And number 8 is prioritize. Oh, priorities are such an important part of the planning process. Before the break, I really hammered on your budget, your venue, your guest list, but identifying your top priorities is right up there as well as a big priority. So prioritize your priorities and get ready for me to say priority like 30 times in the next 2 minutes. Okay, so here we go. So wedding priorities is a buzz phrase, and I feel like it gets thrown around when we talk about wedding planning. And in my experience, it almost gets tuned out and loses its meaning. So pause and come back to me if you're multitasking, because this one is really, really important. We can throw around the word priority, but there are so many different categories of priorities. So we have personal priorities, strategic priorities, financial priorities, tactical priorities, moral priorities. And when it comes down to the list of things that are most important to you and your partner, the two of you are the only people on earth who can make that list. And more importantly than that, you're the only people who can commit to honoring what's on your list. And it's a huge commitment, and it takes ongoing discipline, support, and encouragement. Unless you have $1 billion in your bank account, parents who are going to pay for everything, and or a money tree in your backyard, you are going to have to take the time to identify your various priorities and to draw a fat line between what makes the cut and what has to go. The couples who make the most of their set wedding budget in terms of ultimate value and experience are the couples who set unwavering personal, strategic, and moral priorities at the very beginning of their engagement. And it's the couples who have the confidence and the personal power to be consistent with their decisions and to be consistent about honoring their priorities. I have seen so many weddings unfold, and a timeless example of this is take two couples who have the exact same budget, using the exact same dollar amount, and one couple will go on to plan a super fun, super unique wedding that's full of unforgettable elements and twists, and their guests leave just changed by the experience. And then there's the other couple, on the other hand, who does a cookie cutter reception, and it comes and goes, it's over and done with in 4 hours. So the couple in my first example, that's always a couple who identifies their priorities and who has a really solid and meaningful vision and who sticks to it. The second example of the wedding that comes and goes is usually a couple who follows a cookie cutter checklist that they found on the internet, and they included a bunch of extra crap that wasn't even important to them in the first place. There are literally endless numbers of ways to plan a $20,000 wedding. There are millions of variables, and the most successful wedding celebrations happen when a couple takes the time right now to press pause and to have really, really thoughtful conversations about what matters the most to the two of them and how to make that overall vision come to life. So identify your priorities and do it now. This is so, so important. Okay, on to number 9 of our engagement checklist, and it's to create a wedding website. Now, there are a ton of plug-and-play wedding website templates out there that are free and super easy to use. During our break, I shared Minted, which does free wedding websites that are absolutely beautiful. And you can head to weddingplanningpodcast.co/minted to get started today with a free and beautiful wedding website. I love creating a wedding website because it's a really personalized and an easy central spot for you to use to make announcements and to connect with your guests throughout your engagement. Designing a website and making it really work for you to the max is a huge topic, and I do have a detailed episode dedicated to designing a wedding website that you'll find coming up in the next couple of months. And number 10 on our checklist for today is to choose your wedding party. So here we are at the end of our list. And last, but certainly not least, is choosing your wedding parties, which is a really, really fun milestone as you're getting engaged and starting to plan. So from best maids to man of honor, I've seen wedding parties of 20 plus people. I've seen couples choose one person each. And then I've seen tons of other couples ditch this tradition entirely. And for a perfect example of this, check out Emma's story in an episode that's dated September 21st of 2022. And Emma just might sell you on not having a wedding party at all. I chose my sister and my two best friends from grade school to stand up with me, and we are still as close as ever nearly 13 years later. These women are literally my lifers, and I would not have chosen any other way. My husband, John, he had twice as many guys on his side as I did on mine, so this made our wedding photos totally lopsided, which is a complete non-issue. It's actually a question I get all the time. All that mattered was that we were surrounded by our very closest friends. That's literally all that matters. I know for many of us, this can be easier said than done. Relationships are super complicated, and I totally get that. The best, most easy way I've ever discovered to guide your decision in who to include in your wedding party is simply to choose people who you see in your life for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. That's it. Just last month, we celebrated my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary on a big friends and family trip that we took to Cancun, and two of their wedding party members and their spouses actually made this trip with us. So they are literally still friends, that good of friends that you would drop everything over Christmas and go to Cancun together 50 years later. So that is the friend who you want to invite to be in your wedding party. And we made it, but I have a bonus for you. Okay, so number 11 on our engagement checklist is a couple of separate little to-do items, all on the same theme. And the first one is to make sure you follow the Wedding Planning Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I will send you a brand new episode each Wednesday. When you follow the show, those get automatically downloaded to your device so that you can listen to them on the go wherever your busy life takes you. And that does it for today. Thank you so, so much for being here with me and for including me in your engagement and in your wedding plans. That's a really huge honor, and I am incredibly grateful to be a part of it. We'll meet again here next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. For episode recaps and special offers, visit our website at wedpodcast.com. There you'll also find a link to submit your wedding questions and future show topic requests. Follow us wherever you listen for new episodes every Wednesday. And if you're loving the podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and review to share your favorite episodes and thoughts with other couples. Wishing you a happy engagement. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. And we'll talk again next week, same time, same place.